This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
No Baskin today. Jake Volnick in for Andy. Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, because when we hear the boss on Mondays, it's followed by our boss, Scott Petrak. Scott, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're all fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you are too. So the latest buzz has a Colorado Buffalo coming to Cleveland because they were just out in Colorado and blah, 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 blah. Is the buzz more than buzz, Scott?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jeff. I do think we have to pay attention to the ever-changing, momentum that certain guys have, or the fact that the momentum changes from one guy to the next guy. You know, it went from quarterback at two to Abdul Carter to two. Now it's Travis Hunter at two. So I think you have to be careful of that. That's how the pre-draft season works. But I would say that, you know, Travis Hunter is legitimate candidate for the Browns at two. If they don't take a quarterback, which I don't think they've decided they won't take Shedeur Sanders at two, but I do feel like it's shifting away from that. Then it comes down to Carter or Hunter at two, or trade down. And, you know, they already have a dominant defensive end if you want to talk about needs. And the fact that Hunter can play, can, I think, have a big impact on both sides of the ball. As you're trying to rebuild this roster with young, big-time talent, you need playmakers. He's certainly a playmaker. So I think there's a lot of reasons for the Browns to be seriously interested in Travis Hunter at number two.
Scott, when I talked about it on Friday, there were people worried that sending eight people out to Colorado could be a smokescreen for the Browns. How much of that is a potential legitimacy to fly eight guys out to Colorado just to have teams guessing, and how much of that is, you know, they definitely like one of these guys?
I'm not sure. You have the number two pick in the draft, and if we all assume, whether we're right or not, if we all assume that Tennessee's taking Cam Ward at number one, then I don't know if the Browns need a big smokescreen. Now, I guess you could argue that if you want the Giants or the Raiders or somebody to trade up for Shedeur at number two, but if the Browns really love Shedeur, or if they love Shedeur, I'm not saying they don't, then they could just sit there at number two and take him. So, you know, I think you got to be careful of anything at this time of the year, whether or not it's a smokescreen or real. You know, I think the Browns sent their best people out there because there's a really good chance they take one of those two guys.
Scott, what appeals to you more? The idea of another good defensive end, big-time defensive end with Miles, and you go out and you try and dominate games on defense, or a wide receiver who can also play corner and play both at a very high level? Which one sits better with you? Which one maybe gives you the better feel for building a winning football team?
And Jeff, I've gone back and forth on this.
I don't know.
If it's just defensive end versus corner, to me it's defensive end. If it's just defensive end versus receiver, it's a defensive end.
Yep.
But there's a couple, you know, interesting or unique things about this argument, and it's the fact that Travis Hunter wants to play full-time on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I'm not going to say it's a two-for-one, but it's, you know, is it a one-and-a-half-for-one? I think that matters. I think if they figure out a way to manage his play time. And, you know, I talked to Pat Shurmur a month ago, and he mentioned what Deion mentioned on Friday, that the game is slower at the NFL level. There's more time between snaps. It's never, everybody's not going hurry up and running 100 plays on each side of the ball. And he thinks Travis Hunter could easily handle playing on both sides. Now, I don't think he's going to be a full-time guy on both sides, but could he play 55 snaps at receiver and 30 in the slot on defense, yeah, I don't think that's outlandish. And all of a sudden, there's a whole lot of value there. And my other thing about Carter, and it's no knock on him, I think he's going to be a really good player, and I think he's the best edge rusher in the draft, and I think that's extremely important. You do have Myles Garrett. So is it a little bit of, you know, adding somewhere where you don't need that help? I'm not saying he wouldn't have a huge role, and I love the idea of, you know, two studs coming off the edges, but you already have one. And you know, and I know you have Jerry Jeudy, but it just feels like Hunter addresses more needs. I'm not saying that's how you're supposed to draft a number two. I just think that's part of the conversation.
And that the ability to play both spots is the confusing thing to me too, Scott, because, okay, we don't see that happen. So I think we're not programmed to think, what could this actually do for a team if this guy's able to pull it off on a real full-time basis?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I think he's a high level. I'm not saying anything anybody doesn't know. The guy won the Heisman, and he won the – but Litnikoff is the best receiver, and then he won the big – Bednarik is the best defender in college football. So, but it's not like he's just an average guy on both sides of the ball. He's probably the best receiver in the draft, and he's probably the best corner in the draft. So, and I've watched him a lot, and he's really good on both sides of the ball. The Browns rave about the ball skills that he has. They're, like, special. And he haven't seen guy with these kind of ball skills in a long time. And that's valuable on both sides of the ball. And it's valuable for a team that lacks playmakers and valuable for a team that couldn't intercept the ball last year, right? Wherever they ranked in the league, you know, I don't know if it's 32nd or 31st, wherever it was, in interceptions, well, he could change that because he's that good around the ball. So I think you have to take all that into consideration with the thought that edge rusher is still probably number two most important position in the league behind quarterback.
Scott, the latest sort of buzz is the potential that the Browns could go either Hunter or Carter at two and then potentially trade back up into the first round and be looking at Shedeur Sanders. Just how real of a possibility is that, given sort of how volatile the stock is with Shedeur Sanders?
First of all, I think that would be a home run for the Browns if you could get that combination, whoever is a two, and then Shedeur Sanders, you know, let's say somewhere in the 20s. It's a guy that, you know, I think I'd be comfortable with taking a two. I think he's a really good quarterback. I think he's going to be good in this league. He does some things that are really important, like accuracy and throwing with accuracy and decision-making. Those are really important, and he does. Those are his best traits. So if they could swing that, I think it'd be phenomenal. Now, I have a hard time believing he slides that far, whether it's the Raiders or the Jets, who I know have temporary solutions. But, you know, I mean, we saw a Pete Carroll team, and I know it was in the third round, but drafted Russell Wilson after they spent a ton of money on Matt Flynn and weren't afraid to go with the rookie right away. So, you know, I know they have Geno. I don't necessarily think that takes them out of the Shedeur market. You have, you know, the Jets with Justin Fields. Then you have the Saints, who need to get younger and have a future plan at quarterback. So I just think there's, I don't know, a handful of teams. And that certainly includes, to me, Pittsburgh at 21. So if he happened to get past Pittsburgh at 21, then I think the Browns should try to get back up and get him. I just don't think that that's going to happen.
If that's your guy on the board right there, that's sort of your top quarterback, is it too much of a risk to leave him sitting there at two and then not necessarily bank, but be hoping that you can get back up to get him?
Yeah, well, I think it's a giant risk. So in order to take that risk, first of all, we're assuming that the Browns have Cam Ward ranked number one, right? And then there's a gap to Shedeur Sanders. Then the question becomes, where do you have him on your board? You know, is it just not value enough? And, you know, if they have him ranked eighth on their board, then I take him at two because I think quarterback means everything. And when you talk about all that talk we had about Hunter and Carter, the next question is, well, who's playing quarterback, right? So that you have to answer that because that's the number one thing hanging over this franchise. But if he's 20th on your board, then no, I don't think you take him at two. And then the other thing to consider is, where's the gap between Sanders, let's assume he's a second quarterback, and Dart, Shuck, whoever their next guy's on the Browns board. And if it's a narrow gap for those guys than it is from Ward to Sanders, then I think you're fine to wait and know, okay, you have to have plan plans B, C, and D, and that's, you know, trade back into the first round to get Dart, or take Shuck at 33, or know you're going to get Will Howard or Kyle McCord or Jalen Milroe at the top of the third round. You have to have all those guys and be comfortable enough in any of those guys to give you a chance to be that long-term answer, with the caveat of, hey, maybe the answer is Kirk Cousins for a year or two and then figure it out later. I don't love that plan, but I think you have to have all those plans on board if you decide to skip the quarterback at number two.
And that's what I was just going to ask you. If you don't take the quarterback at two, if you don't trade back up to get Sanders, it seems unlikely that any of the other guys, you know, Scott, you just threw out guys you might be able to get in the third round. We can't bank on those, right? So who would be the guy? Is Kenny Pickett more realistic than Kirk Cousins just because of Cousins' situation? Or do you see Atlanta getting rid of him in some way, shape, or form?
I think right now Kenny Pickett is your week one starter if they don't draft a guy at two, or let's say by 33. Because I think Tyler Shuck, if they happen to take him at 33, could come in and be your guy right away. He's already, whatever, 25, 26 years old. So let's say they don't do that. Then, yeah, I think Kenny Pickett, just by, you know, doing the math, would be the favorite to be the guy week one. Now, I think he'd be joined by, you know, is he joined by Joe Flacco? Is he joined by Carson Wentz? Or is it Kirk Cousins? Now, you know, I do think Atlanta is going to be willing to part with Kirk Cousins, obviously. But it feels more and more like it's only going to be a trade. They're so pot committed to him financially that they just don't want to walk away from it. And the Browns have to be willing to find that if that's their backup plan, and that's what they go to after the first round of the draft or second round of the draft, then what's that amount of money where the Browns say, we can't spend this, right? They either they don't have it, or they're not willing to spend it on another quarterback when you're already indebted to so much money and so much salary cap space to Deshaun Watson. Because, you know, they're not going to take on, I don't think, the $27.5 million cap hit for 2025. So can they get the Falcons to absorb 15 of that? And then I think it's a no-brainer to make that trade if you still need a quarterback. You know, maybe they think Kenny Pickett's better than Kirk Cousins, but if you look at the whole body of work, and I know how Kirk played last year, but Kirk Cousins has been a much better quarterback, and I think he gives you a much better chance to win in 2025.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com, with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Scott, Mason Graham in the Browns building today for a visit. Hey, how much is that? Is just
let's mess with people here, Scott.
Yeah, how much is that? Is just a due diligence play, and how much of that is no? It would be real consideration. He'd be at least even a flyer in the mix at two.
Well, I think it's more due diligence. I mean, they have 30 visits, so obviously there's not 30 candidates to take at number two. And they spread those out. It's guys that they have medical questions about, guys they have character questions about. And I'm not saying that's for Graham. I'm just saying when you use these 30 visits. To me, Mason Graham, the visit for him is if you can get a team to trade up to number two and the Browns want to trade out, then at five or six, then I think Mason Graham is the pick at five or six, assuming, you know, Sanders, Hunter, and Carter are off the board. So if that's in your realm of possibility, if you're Andrew Berry, that, hey, we slide back a little bit, then I think Mason Graham is a pick that makes the most sense there, so why not have him in for a visit?
Scott, it's fun to have a first-round pick again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, Jeff.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of fun. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scott.
Take care, guys.
Scott Petrak joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.